All cards on the table, Martina. Obviously, Enoch's story is a national story, and we get an awful lot of sympathy on this programme for the fundamentals of his opinion or where all this began. Just to put that on the record, it would be, you know, pretty even in relation to that. Not so in terms of the demonstration protest or the challenge to the minister on Friday. You know, we're a county that suffers, as others do, you know, with a great deal of underspending and neglect. And this was an opportunity, I suppose, to put it directly to the minister, the plight of children in these schools. There's been some criticism of the means of your protest. Do you accept that?
Well, look, what we did was we sought to have a word with Hildegard Nocton, Minister for Education. And she's there to represent us all and to be truthful. And it's very, very difficult to meet with these people anymore. We find that the representatives will not speak to you. They're surrounded by, they're protected. They come before the election and they're going to do everything for you and they ask for your vote. But then after they're elected, they will not speak to you. And that's really for most of the elected politicians. And it's a very sad way we're going. And then, you know, when you seek to meet with them, oh, you're pushed away. There's you know, those protecting her are just surrounding you. They're blocking you. So it's very, very frustrating. And in this situation now, Hildegard Nocton had nominated to the Disciplinary Appeal Panel. She should have nominated a person who was unbiased and totally independent. But she nominated to the Disciplinary Appeal Panel. It's very frustrating for Enoch Burke. He's in a small cell today. He's there for almost 2 years now. And, you know, we can talk about those who are, you know, on flotillas and everything else. And we're a wonderful country. We're very concerned about all these people. But we're not concerned for a young man, an excellent school teacher, genuine, sincere, did his work very well. Nobody disputes that. But he's locked in a prison cell for 2 years. And, you know, I want to say that not one politician across the country has ever come to us and shaken our hands and said, I don't agree with you. But I'm sorry, they've never come near us.
Martina, as I say, you know, and I think the conversation has moved on actually quite a bit since the fundamental, the sort of the root cause of this, and that's Enoch's objection to using, you know, a new name and preferred pronouns. Could you, as a family, a very educated family, there's no doubt about that, could you not have achieved so much more in this country if Enoch hadn't taken the approach that he had, in that you could almost see there was a sliding scale of support for him, and it kind of just it became almost toxic to actually publicly support him? Are there any regrets as to how he's handled this now? Because there's a lot of people were saying, you know what, fair play to him, he's principled, he's doing it. But there comes a point then where even those people are starting to go, you know what, I kind of agree with him, but I can't back this angle. Is there any regrets?
Well, look, they may be saying that when they're on air or when they're in public places. But look, we found people are continually, we're just continually inundated with good wishes and well done and never give up. And we are fully supported, we believe. And people at this stage in our country are afraid to say what they really think. But let's not lose the main issue here. We went up to speak with the Minister for Education because she had deceived my son. Now, I have nothing whatsoever against Hildegard Nocton. I've never met her before, but I did want to meet her because she deceived my son. She nominated Claire Callanan to the chair of the Disciplinary Appeal Panel. This is the third Disciplinary Appeal Panel that Enoch has sat in front of. There's been a lot of corruption, you know, lies, deception, resignations, because they cannot deal with it, because they are wrong. Now the Minister for Education, Hildegard Nocton, nominated Claire Callanan. We didn't know, Enoch hadn't a clue, that she's the wife of the legal advisor to the Church of Ireland. His name is Lyndon McCann. He's senior counsel. She is the wife of this man the chief legal advisor to the Church of Ireland, to Wilson's Hospital School. They got married, these two people, 2 years ago, and the director of Wilson's Hospital School was officiating at their wedding. So to think that Enoch was made a fool of, and then the papers, and oh, Enoch is sacked, that's not acceptable. It will never be acceptable to us.
You talked
and
about...
It shouldn't be acceptable to any person in this country. That's high power deception, it's lies, and the Minister for Education needs to come out and speak. Why she nominated that person? She's on a high salary. She's a Fine Gael Minister for Education. And she has deceived a young teacher.
I get you.
Yet she's going into the schools. She has deceived my son. He's back in prison. He's thrown in there on a sunny day. And, you know,
the desire
is by the politicians to forget about him. But we will never forget about him.
I understand. You talked about, you know, people feeling free to express themselves in this country any longer. The one thing, again, this is where people who might be inclined to support your family are put off, in that if you do publicly criticise the manner in which you try and challenge the minister, you know, you land at those people's doors next. You know, how is that fair, or
decent behaviour? In a very, very black manner. Look, we're here in Castlebarcy. I'll just give you the picture. We're busy working here today. We're helping as many students as we can. We're going to be working now from morning till night today, from probably 9:30 till 9:30 tonight. And parents are driving in with their children. They're thankful to us for helping their children to get through their junior certs and their leaving certs. We do all we can for the people of Castlebar. I get calls from all around the country, as do my family, for help. So please don't try and discredit us.
I don't know how many radio interviews you've done. I hope you know by the tone of this interview, I'm not trying to discredit you or catch you out or whatever. It's not an ambush. But the genuine question was, I'll just ask one more time. You talked about people feeling like they're free to speak in this country. There was a post put out critical, not of necessarily the reason you're protesting, but the nature of the protest. And you called around to where they're at and, you know, start bombarding with questions. Who would dare speak out against the Burkes now? Because you could land at their door, their place of work. And surely that, in a way, is trying to control the narrative.
Look, I'll tell you, we've sat in courts, and I've been in courts now for the last 4 years. I don't know if I was ever in a courtroom before that in my life. But we've been in courts, and we've sat there, and things have happened. And we see lines of journalists on our left and on our right. We come out, and the story is not told. Even this week, and I could speak of Shane Phelan, the Irish Independent, the RTE, all the other papers.
But they're not
they
here.
Omitted, they omitted. No, please let me speak. Omitted the truth about that situation, that Claire Callanan is married to the chief legal advisor to the Church of Ireland, to Wilson's Hospital School. And Claire sat there as the chair, and said, you know, Enoch, we'd love to hear your story. Mm. You know, she was deceiving my son. Please get into the chair. But Enoch couldn't, because already there was corruption there. There was Barrett Faulkner. There was Fiona Shield.
I understand.
Mason,
but Martina, you talk of... No, everyone's story should be carried fairly. But you talk of politicians...
Is it okay that there's nobody from the staff of the school board in front of Enoch? There's a barrister, Barrett Bonan.
But you know, I don't know enough to know if that's right or wrong, but you've clearly stated...
But can you search it out, please? Could you search it out, please?
Oh, no, of course, yes. We'll look at it. But
you don't tell lies.
No one here is accusing you of anything lies. But you...
So am I supposed to sit at home and when you knock on Hildegard Nocton's door in Galway, she's never there. She's not in the office. And when you go up to Dublin, you can't get her. What are you supposed to do? Just leave it? Are we supposed to leave it?
No, I'm not going to leave it. It's the nature of the process. As I say, we've had a lot of people support the process. One question. You talked... Of course you can, and I'll give you an opportunity.
We went to the school quietly. We were literally at the gate. We knew that there was no children around. There was a story written by a priest, a local priest, John Joe, I think, Duffy or somebody. Now, he said that it was terrible, it was unacceptable, it was disastrous, it was outrage. That's untrue. That's absolute.
I understand.
2 minutes at the gate.
I understand.
So
but
it wasn't true what that priest
but
wrote.
But my point
about
is that people now, you know, you talk about the people being free to speak in this country. What happens now is, or what people will fear, if they say something that you don't like, next thing you know, you are live streamed or you're recorded at your place of work, at your home, and that's published on the internet. That in and of itself is stifling people's right to speak or have an opinion, even if you disagree with it. That's not what that's not a fair approach, surely.
No, look here. You know, if I was the Minister for Education today and somebody wanted to speak with me, there'd be no reason why I wouldn't say, yes, I can have a minute with you. And what's the problem? But you see, Hildegard Nocton couldn't do that because she did wrong. Mm. And she did nominate Claire Callanan
to the board.
Which you've
mentioned twice, yeah. Just
one
thing.
But this is very serious.
No, I know that.
I know. Downtrodden by our politicians.
No, of course not. But
I mean,
I've asked you three times a specific question, and you haven't really answered it. And you seek time with a minister to answer your questions, and I'm asking you a question. Three times I've asked it now, and you haven't directly addressed it. Is it fair? And are you stifling, you know, people's ability to speak, where if you disagree with them, you land at their home, you land at their place of the work, you video it, the video is edited. I'm not saying it's edited to a disadvantage of the person that you're challenging, and you broadcast that across the internet. Is that fair? How is that promoting freedom of expression or speech?
This is like something now you're speaking of very unimportant, something trivial. This is a young man who's locked up.
Understood.
He's incarcerated.
Yep.
Only for he has the protection and the strength and the support, I should say, of his family behind him. He may not be alive. And I find it sad that you're treating it as just a trivial matter, that if somebody said something. My son is locked up in prison.
Yes.
Simply because he refused to use the they pronoun when he was commanded by Niamh McShane in Wilson's Hospital School almost 4 years ago now. Commanded, taken from that school to the courts, where they didn't ask a question, only clapped him into prison, and he was suspended. He was supposed to accept that. Mm. Everybody has their rights in this country, and they've been taken from us.
Mm.
Our rights, we have a right to say no. My son would treat every single pupil in that school with respect, and he did, and everybody knows that. And he would teach anybody, it doesn't matter what your color, race, or gender, but he will not be part of it. He will not use
okay,
the day pronoun.
Okay, that's fine. And listen,
so
it's not the first time
we've
discussed this extensively, and as I say, in a reasonably balanced way, you're not privy to that because you're down in Castlebar, but this is not the first time we've discussed it, and I'm certainly not trivialising what your son is going through, because I'm sure whether people agree or disagree with you as a family, that would be a very difficult thing to see.
Yeah.
Martina, thank you for your time. Martina Burke there, mother of Enoch.